Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I am Eileen, your host for this show, and we gather here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And I'm excited because this week is my favorite holiday, even though it is probably a contrived one by Hallmark on many levels. It's Valentine's Day. Is it this Wednesday, I think? The 14th. It's coming up this week. So what's fun for me as a heart healer is a lot of people are really focusing on heart connection this month. Well, this is our focus all the time. And so I'm very grateful that contrived or not, Hallmark holiday or not here in the U.S., I'm very grateful for the additional focus on conscious heart connection that this holiday creates. And so I want to wish everybody an almost Valentine's Day, whether you're in the U.S. or not, and share with you a little bit about heart connection. So this is my life's purpose. This is my soul purpose for being here. And what I trust and know and believe is that we are all here in a body at this time to remember how to be a loving presence. But it's about how to be a loving presence in our relationship with ourselves first, our source as we believe it to be, in our relationship with others and our life experiences. Being consciously connected to our hearts with ourselves is a game changer. It is the core key to success in our relationships, in our businesses, in anything that we choose to do or to manifest. And the reason why it is the key, the core reason for success, is because who we are being in any experience that we have determines the choices that we make and the actions that we take. So if we're living our lives strictly from a place of ego, personality, emotion, then we are more reactive than responsive to our life experiences and the people we share them with. Whereas when we are being consciously connected to our hearts, to the love that we are, that eternal presence of light, of love, right? It's a totally different experience. So imagine for a moment the difference between being on the 50-yard line of a football field and being up at the top of the stadium. Which gives you a broader perspective? Being down on the ground in the 50-yard line or going all the way up to the top of the stadium? If you answered at the top of the stadium, of course you're correct. It's not a trick question. And so that's kind of the simplest analogy that I can give you, the short version anyway, of being in your ego, mind, and personality, which is being on the 50-yard line on the ground with that limited view, you can only see what's in front of you, versus being at the top of the stadium, which is like being in your heart. Because what it does is it allows you a broader perspective on any issue or situation that you're currently involved with. I hope that makes sense because it's so important to know that there's a difference in how we can be and that there is an amazing benefit that's connected to that choice. And the more conscious we make that choice to be in our hearts, the more we're living from that place of being, the more our choices are coming from that place of being. So they tend to be responsive to a situation. And our actions will follow. So the question is, how do you choose to be? Do you choose to be in your heart with yourself and with other people and enjoy the benefits of that or continue on as you are? So there's an interesting statement, and that, or the definition of insanity, right? I know you've all heard this. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So if you're finding that what's going on in your life is like insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome and it not happening, and you know how that feels. It feels horrible, right? So what I'm going to invite you to consider is, if you are not living consciously from your heart center, there is no judgment anywhere except within your own relationship with yourself. But if you would like to learn ways to shift from how you are being and to a different way of being, then it is my joy to serve you in assisting you or guiding you on that path to a conscious heart connection. It brings me so much joy. It is my passion because it's why I'm here. And it affects our health and well-being on all levels. And when we look at it from the holistic model, the true holistic model, we honor that we are not just these bodies. We are physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, energetic beings. And when all of those aspects of who we are in balance, we feel fabulous on all levels. So if you've been struggling, if you're in pain on the physical level, if your emotions are up and down like a yo-yo, if you're feeling anxious so much of the time, if you're having problems sleeping, if your relationships are not working the way that you would ideally like them to, be in touch with me. Set up a free strategy session and allow me the privilege of serving you and guiding you in a different way of being, where you can bring 2018, this year of illumination, of spiritual unfoldment. It's a year of a two. Lots of light coming in this year. So have this be the year that it all changes if you've had a challenge creating change in the past. How do you schedule a free strategy session with me? You go to my website. It's Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T. And then there's a little button there, and it will give you options for different days and times that I schedule strategy sessions. If those days and times don't work for you, either because of time zone differences or it's just not convenient for your schedule, then send me a message through my website. Let me know when you would be available. Give me three options, okay? And we'll see what we can do to support you. And what else is coming up this week besides wonderful Valentine's Day? We have our monthly new moon clearing call. If you've not experienced this clearing call, I've been offering these, I want to say, about a year now. And it tomorrow, I offer them a few days before the new moon, which is this Thursday. But the new moon clearing call, I like to offer it a few days ahead of time so that anyone that participates can do the clearing process as many times as they want prior to them setting their conscious intentions for this new lunar cycle, which begins on Thursday. So tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern time is my monthly new moon clearing call. All you need to do is register for it one time. So if you've already registered, you need not do so again. But if you haven't yet, you must experience this. It is wonderful. It's about a half an hour. We chose noontime, Eastern time, so that it would be hopefully convenient for a lot of people, but the call is recorded. And so if that time frame is not good for you, know that everyone that registers will get a link to the recording, and that link to the recording will be available until the morning after the new moon, so Friday morning. So how do you register? Again, you go to my website, this time to eileentheheartheeler.com/events, E-V-E-N-T-S. And you will see both in the calendar for tomorrow on the 12th, a link to all the information and a link to register. Once you register, you'll get an email or you'll get connected to a webpage with the call-in information. And if you register today, you'll get a reminder email in the morning tomorrow. It goes out 8:00 Eastern time. And then hopefully within an hour, if technology is good to us, within an hour or so after the call is finished, I usually have that email going out with the link to the recording so that anyone that did not have an opportunity to be on the call live will have the experience of doing it through the recording. And it is just as effective as being on the call live. Trust me, I promise you. So, New Moon Clearing Call is tomorrow, that's February 12th at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can register at eileentheheartheeler.com/events. And this Tuesday, if you are an essential oil lover, if you love to approach things holistically, including with therapeutic grade essential oils, I love Young Living essential oils. And I offer two Facebook Live broadcasts a month. One at 8:30 in the morning, which is coming up this Tuesday, and one which will be 2 weeks from this Tuesday at, I think it's 7:00 Eastern time. All of Facebook Live, as long as technology works, are recorded, and the recording is usually available within a few moments of the broadcast completing. This Tuesday, we're going to talk about essential oils that awaken the heart. I figured that was a good subject considering it is Valentine's Day week. And I am the heart healer. So it's a subject that I really enjoy sharing about. And I love essential oils. So I'm really excited about that. Now, how can you find out about this? You can go to Facebook and go to my Facebook group, which is where I'll be broadcasting from, which is Sharing the Love with Young Living Essential Oils. And just ask to join the group, and then you'll get a notification that we are going live on Tuesday morning at 8:30. I have not had a chance to put that up on my website. It will be on the events section of the website before the end of today. All right, let me think if there's anything else that I wanted to share with you while I'm thinking of it. I think that was all the events for this week. Talked about love. We talked about Valentine's Day. I feel complete. So with that said, we are blessed to have Miss Daria with us tonight. Oh, my goddess, do we love it when Daria is here? Yes, we do. So, Miss Daria, come on the call with me.
Hello, hello. I'm happy to be back.
Yay. We don't love it when you're not with us. We do manage, don't love it as much as when you're here. We love your help. You make everything always feel so effortless, which it is when you're here. And we love your energy to share it with us. So thank you so much for being able to support us tonight, Daria. Very grateful.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So you watch the Eagles football game, you Philadelphia fanatic, you?
Yes. They finally won a Super Bowl. Yay. You know what, Eileen, since this is a spiritual show, and I know it's football, okay, but let me just go a little deeper with the Eagles this year, and then we'll get on to the readings. But honestly, this was a team that this particular group of coaches and players this year was a team that overcame tremendous adversity. They lost several key players to injuries, including their starting quarterback, who's their franchise quarterback. Their backup quarterback, who's wonderful, who played for the Eagles a few years back and did have playoff experience, did not get to practice during training camp over the summer with the starters because he had an elbow injury. And he kind of got thrown after the starting quarterback got hurt, thrown in it. And they stayed together. And I think the important point here, the point that I want to make here is about tuning out, like, the negativity, whether it's in your own mind or in the case of the Eagles. You know, everyone in the sports media said, oh, they're done. They lost their starting quarterback. They'll never make it. They're going to be one and done in the playoffs. And these guys are very prayerful. They're all very prayerful. There have been stories about that. But they also are like, they're like a band of brothers. And they said, you know what? The only thing that matters is what goes on in our own heads and inside this locker room. We're blocking out all the noise, and we're going to focus on what we have to do. And so, to me, that's the most inspiring thing about this team. Whether or not you love football is kind of irrelevant. Anybody who loves football is irrelevant. It's just the lesson that they imparted, and it's the principles and a lot of what we talk about here. So I wanted to make that point. I was like, if she asked me about the Eagles, I'm gonna make this point on the air because it's relevant to your show and the things that you talk about. And so that really, I'll tell you what, I mean, more than anything, that's why I'm so grateful that that they were victorious and just celebrated
it
so
hard. I hear you. And, you know, we live by these principles of knowing that what we manifest has all to do with our thoughts, our words, our intentions, our beliefs. And they, based on what you just shared, really represented those principles in a really lovely way. And I have to tell you, I'm a South Jersey girl, as you know. That's where I was born and raised, right outside Philadelphia. And I went to school in Philly as well as in D.C. And I remember the year that, what was it? Was it the Phillies, the Flyers? Everybody won their tournaments. Who was it?
Well, the Flyers won the Stanley Cup back in 1974. And the Phillies won their first World Series in 1980, and then again in 2008.
There was
the
something
Sixers,
that
I
was
believe,
it was there was something where they were like every team did something really major. It was a huge, huge parade and party, and I think I was living in Philly at the time. It was unbelievable, and I can't remember all the details, but. It's an exciting time. It definitely is an exciting time. And since I did the football analogy, and I know how much you love this team, I thought I would mention it for sure. So thank you for bringing it into the energy of spirituality, because it truly is. It truly is.
Yeah. And one other very, very quick thing, I mean, before we get to our first caller, too. I journaled, the way Tasha has taught us, I journaled that they won the Super Bowl. Okay. But not only that, this is just, again, the power that we all have with journaling. I wrote down that Nick Foles threw for 375 yards. Do you want to know what he actually threw for in the game a week later after I journaled this, you know, a week before the Super Bowl? He threw for 373, and I had written down 375. So I was off by two, but I was very close.
Wow, that's exciting. So if any of our callers are listening and they have a desire to learn principles of manifestation, we love Tasha Chen and the Science of Getting Rich Academy. And so there are wonderful principles about the book, The Science of Getting Rich, which, believe it or not, written by Waddles, was written in the 20s. And what's amazing to me is the energetics of these principles, which is why it so resonates with me. So if you're looking for a path for manifesting, then find Tasha Powell Chen on Facebook or go to scienceofgettingrichacademy.com and opt in, and you'll be part of her tribe or community and get information about when she will be offering different activities. Like, she has a Monday morning call, which is a great intention setting call. And inspirational. So there's a lot, and it's a Facebook Live, actually. So definitely something worth looking into. So we're sharing some information with everybody so that we can expand your horizons if it's something that resonates with you, for sure. All right, shall we go to our first caller?
Yes, absolutely. So for our first caller, Eileen, we're going out to California. And we're going to speak with Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Good evening, Janet, and welcome to the show. How can we be of service to you tonight?
I just wanted to know if you could look at relationship for me and see if there's anything coming in. In a while.
Soon, in a while? Are we a little anxious?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm not defined by timelines. I just am
That's
curious.
Okay. That's okay. Have you called into the show before, Janet?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. So what you know is that it generally is easier for me to connect in with you if you breathe into and out of your heart center, that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest. Just take a few kind of nice, deep, slow breaths. We're going to ask for any and all information on behalf of Janet that speaks about incoming romantic relationships. So I have to tell you that the minute I ask the question for you, I am feeling like a sense of angst in my solar plexus, which is the energy center just below the heart center, which is connected to the mental body. It's the layer of our energy field that holds all of the vibrational imprint of our thoughts and beliefs. Mm-hmm. And as I'm connecting with that, it's an energy of that angst does not feel really good. Do you feel that at all yourself? Do you generally have that when you think about relationships?
No, I mean, I'm just getting back out there. So there's some nervousness and some, yeah.
Okay. So I want to first say to you before we go any further with it, being aware of that is an amazing gift. And so as you are aware of it, remember that we were just talking about this, Daria and I, what you believe, what you think is how you manifest. Your words, your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs. And so
Right. You
want to really be very conscious of what it is that you do believe and feel about getting out there again, quote unquote, right? And mm-hmm. find a place of being in the experience of being out there and attracting a beloved, so that it's a comfortable experience, something that you're excited about rather than anxious about. So do what you need to do to clear whatever that is that's sitting there in your solar plexus, and it will open up, because I feel it in the heart center too as we're talking. So I'd really invite you to do whatever clearing work resonates with you and shift the living daylights out of that one. Because once you do, my sense of it is that there is someone and they're not far away. I want to say that if you started working on this like today and you were really conscious of it consistently, that I sense the possibility of someone coming in March. I don't know that this is going to be a permanent relationship. However, I do sense that there is that door opens and the energy starts creating. And attracting people to you that are potential relationships. I don't see the first one as being something that's long-term, but it gets you kind of over the hump, so to speak, at the idea of being out there. It gives you kind of reinforcement that you can do it. It's not as horrible mm-hmm. as you thought it was going to be. And I feel that it will empower you to make it even more conscious who it is that you're attracting for the next person. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I've been working on all that stuff, and I know I'm not quite at the end of it, but I've come really far in that whole clearing and releasing process, but I know I'm not done.
Good. So just keep working on it. I think that it's not that far away. So the more you focus on it, and as Daria and I were just talking about in terms of manifesting, please consider journaling as an additional tool for not only how you clear some of this angst and nervousness, but also to be very clear the message that you're putting out to the universe as to who it is that is your heart's desire to attract.
Right.
You know, script it with as many details as you can. You can include anything, physical attributes, common interests, spiritual beliefs, whatever you want. It's up to you because it's your life and it's you creating it.
Right. I love journaling. So, but I haven't done it in that aspect of defining what I want like that. So I'll take the time to do that.
It's a very powerful tool. Setting intentions within a journal as if it already exists, the intention to be in a romantic relationship, and you can even put a date on it. You know, I am so happy that I found my romantic partner. And just keep going on with it. You know, almost like you're writing a letter to yourself, you know, a year from now. Because it's already a done deal, right? Something to think about. Right. It's a wonderful tool and very powerful. And then visualize it. Really get into the visualization of it and the feeling of joy and gratitude for it. And do that every day. It will shift things tremendously.
Okay.
And have fun with
it. All of that.
Have fun.
I will.
Thank you for calling in, Janet. Have a wonderful,
right,
blessed rest
you.
Of your evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, Miss Daria, our bags are packed. Where are we off to from California?
Well, we're staying in California, and we're going to welcome Anne to the show. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Welcome, Anne. Thanks for calling in. How can we be of service?
I'll stick on the same theme and about meeting somebody, and more about if you see a situation or a location of meeting somebody. You know, I know do what you like to do. You know, I know all about going out and do the activities that you like to do.
Right.
Meet other people in the same, you know, doing the same interests. I mean, I know that, but just any more specific things or.
Okay. Let's see what we can come up with for you. Okay.
Good.
So take a couple of nice, deep, slow breaths into and out of your heart center for me. Oh, my. Okay. So I will tell you that whoever it is, they're right in front of you. The energy of them is right in front of you. that was like, hello.
Yeah, you went, woo.
Yeah, really. And if you've ever listened to the show before, oftentimes when people ask this question, the way that I'm shown in terms of timing is the distance between your presence and the energy of that person coming in. And it can be anything from I get nothing to they're right in front of you kind of a thing. That was quite shocking.
Yeah.
So let me just ask, now that we know where the energy is and that it's very soon, that they're very close, let's see if we can bring in anything for you that says where it would be serving your highest good to position yourself, to locate yourself.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Divine presence. So I want to say that the word music is popping into my head. Like,
I love it.
I want to say, like, pardon?
I do love live music and music in general.
Do you like them in small settings? Because this feels like a very small, intimate, a cafe or a bistro or a small musical venue
open mic kind of thing.
It could be because it is live. Mm-hmm. I don't have much more about it than that, but it is it's a really sweet space. It's a gentle space. It's not a nightclub that's loud and obnoxious, unless you love that, but obviously I don't.
No.
So it's not that kind of an environment. It's more intimate. It's sweeter. It's a very gentle space. I'm really tickled to be connecting in with this. So I would invite you to explore those types of places and as we did with the last caller with Janet, you know, set that intention for who you're looking for, especially, you know, before you go out, if you choose to frequent a place like this. And I would do it. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Trust me, it's not coming from a place of judgment. When you go, don't drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of like coffee shop kind of places too. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, there are a lot of just coffee shops that have music, and that's not a bar setting even. So yeah,
Feeling that they're really wanting you to have like all your wits about you, so that you can really connect with the energy of the people that are there with you wherever it is that you're going. And my feeling about this is that this person also loves live music, and not just raucous loud stuff. Really enjoys the music.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to say even jazz keeps coming up for me as something which is just so, such a different energy than other types of music.
Right.
It has a really good feel to it, and have fun with it, because this is really coming in very quickly from what it feels like to me.
And can you see, like the previous caller, anxieties or fears or a few things for me to clear out.
You. I'm really not. This energy is just, you're ready for this.
I think I am.
You are ready for this. And I think that's why the energy is so close to you, because it's you are so open to it being there that it is there. Unless something else comes up that's not revealing itself right now, this could happen very quickly. So have some fun with it and keep your eyes and ears and energy antennae open.
Yes. Thank you. I will let you know.
I look forward to it, Anne. You have a wonderful rest of your evening, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, honey. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria, where are we off to?
Okay, we're off to Georgia, and we're going to speak with Shanika. Welcome, Shanika.
Hello.
Good evening, Shanika. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. I just had a question about work. I'm at a place where I feel like it's coming to an end as far as that position, and I was wondering, what do you see next coming for me as far as the job is concerned?
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit of something about what you do? Would that be comfortable for you?
Yeah, I would get a dry cleaners right now.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I work at a dry cleaners.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's your ideal job that you would love to have?
That's a good question. That's something I've been doing for a long time because it's easy, I guess, to get into, but I'm getting tired of it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot of chemicals and somewhat toxic. So, yeah. Okay. So let's just see what comes in, shall we?
Okay.
All right. So just kind of breathe into your heart for me, please. Couple of times. Yeah, I can feel your angst about this. I'd like to ask on your behalf, with your permission, Shanika, if we can just receive any and all information about what serves your highest good for your next steps in terms of employment. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sensing retail is definitely your niche.
Okay.
And being with people, serving people is definitely something that serves you. You have a really nice personality. You're nice with people. So customer service is something that you excel at. Does that feel right to you?
Yes, some way, yeah.
Okay. So if we're leaving the dry cleaning industry, what direction serves Shanika's highest good to go in? So it's interesting. Working in that industry is a real limited time frame, and it's like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday kind of a thing. Retail can be many different opportunities. Were you doing labor or were you doing cashiering for this company?
Labor.
Okay. So I'm going to really invite you to expand the idea of how you bring in your financial abundance to not limiting it to labor. And and to moving more in front of the business where you are meeting and greeting and serving customers. And that can be in any industry that you feel comfortable with or what's available in your community, something that feels really good to you. You're really good with people. You don't need to be the labor part of it behind the scenes. You actually can be up front. And I would really love for you to consider that in whatever industry resonates with you. I'm not getting anything specific except it's retail. I mean, I actually am getting images of retail, like clothing stores and serving clients that way. Is that something that you would enjoy?
I never thought about it, but I would give it a try.
You know, I would hang out in stores like that and just see what it feels like to you and whether it feels comfortable. I would love to see you just somewhere where you are addressing people one-on-one.
Okay.
Because I think you have a good talent for it.
Okay.
You have a real pleasant demeanor and people will feel comfortable with you. I don't know if you feel comfortable talking to people, but it feels to me that people will feel comfortable being with you. And if you're working in a business that's successful, then you're guaranteed success in whatever you're doing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the other option, although I don't see it happening right away, the other option is I can actually see you owning your own business. Has that ever been something you've wanted to do?
Yes.
Have you actually fantasized as to what that business would be?
I have thought of a dry cleaners at one point in time, even a boutique. I have thought about that also.
Well, I would really invite you to consider it even more seriously, because my sense of it is that you have many gifts and skills that will allow for success. Be very conscious of your community and whether there is a need for it before you do it. And I'm actually even seeing you doing something more niche market. So like if you did dry cleaners, that you offer a chemical free for the people that are holistically oriented, that are looking for a process that is non-chemical related or that it's a healthy situation, and to see if there are companies like that in your community. And if there are, go to work for them.
Okay.
See if they have any positions open and get to know how that business is run. A boutique is also a lovely environment to work in. You have to decide what kind of a boutique, what kind of products. Would you feel comfortable inviting people to purchase? What can you be excited about and be on your feet to talk to people about, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But I do see you, I'm seeing it down the road. It's something that I think you're going to have to build up your confidence in, the idea of it, to have your own business. But I really do see it down the road in perhaps 3 to 5 years as it actually being potentially a reality if you want it.
Okay.
So something to think about, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Shanika. Thanks so much for calling in. You have a good rest of your evening.
Okay, you too.
All right, honey. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria.
All right, Eileen, so now we're heading back up north to New Jersey, and we're going to speak with Laura. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Our joy, Laura. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, so I had a phone interview Wednesday, and I was wondering if you see me getting that job.
Okay. Have you gotten jobs lately?
No. I've been trying to get something, and I haven't gotten anything lined up yet.
Okay. How long has it been?
October.
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. Okay, so you have an interview coming up this Wednesday, or you had an interview last Wednesday?
I had a phone interview last Wednesday.
You had it last Wednesday. Okay. So we're asking for any and all information about how successful that interview was and in terms of whether that position will become available to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not thinking it's a great opportunity for you. I'm actually getting a lot of heart pain. I'm not sure if that's because you're just really angst about this or if that's them saying, no, it's not going to happen. So let me just get clear on that. Yeah, this is interesting. I want to say something to you, Laura. I don't know whether that interview will end up in a job or not, but there is something about either the interviewing process or it's something in your resume, the way that you are, the positions you're looking for and the way that you are going about researching them that is what's hindering this process. It's just a feeling that I have. And so I'm going to really invite you to step back from all the different jobs that you've been looking for since October and kind of go neutral with it and ask, does it serve my highest good to continue looking for these types of jobs? And my sense is that if you shift what you're looking for or the way that you are looking for it, that something else will open up. April is coming in really strong to me. I know that's a couple of months away and it's been a while. You may get something temporary between now and then, but my sense of it is that something stronger is coming in April. But it requires some kind of a shifting in either how you've prepared your resume or your cover letter or something, or even the jobs that you're looking for. Because there is a position out there for you. There's something blocking it, and it's something that has to do with this process of interviewing and applying that there's something not kosher. Does that make sense to you?
Not really. I don't know what that means.
What it means is you might want to take a look at the types of jobs you're looking for and see if those are your best choices. That's number one. Okay? Take a look at your skills and your background, and are there other options that you haven't considered yet that you might be a fit for? Okay? Number two is take a look at your resume and take a look at your cover letter when you're applying online and tweak it. There is something about the language in your resume or the way that your skill set is language that can be tweaked that I think is going to be more readily received by interviewers than the way it is, including your cover letter. So you might want to have somebody go over it with you and see if there's something different that you might consider doing.
Okay,
does that make more sense?
I'll look into it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay,
honey.
And I wish you much luck with it. I just don't have a good feeling about this particular interview outcome, but I do feel that there is something coming in, and April feels very strong for me, for you.
Okay. Good, thank you.
You're welcome, Laura. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria.
All right. Well, we are from New Jersey. We're heading up to Connecticut to speak with Amala. If I can click the button. Hi, Amala.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, sweetie. How are you tonight? And how can we be of service?
Oh, yeah, sure. So it's been interesting. I guess I'll ask the question this way. I think this is for my highest good with spirit. If you could kind of tap into the next couple of months or rest of February into March, what's going on is that I'm meeting people, just even women, men, it doesn't matter. And we hit it off, and then it completely just, like, fizzled, like, completely done. And I know my frequency is changing like there's nobody's business. Ever since the beginning of the year, the top of the year, in the last month and a half, my frequency is just rising and skyrocketing, and I know it's partially because of that. I'm just wondering where you might sense or feel a soul tribe or connection that lasts, because it's very odd that this is all happening. So
I hear you. This is a really odd energy right now. So it's not you.
Okay.
It isn't. My experience with clients and working with people and just having conversations with colleagues that are facilitators of healing and readers also, that the energy is so chaotic. This new energy of 2018, you either feel really at ease with it, or it's like a roller coaster ride. And because this is a year of almost massive spiritual enlightenment.
Sure.
It's wreaking havoc with a lot of people on many different levels, to the extent that there are a lot more people that are transitioning to spirit.
Right.
I don't know if you've noticed that. A lot of people in the last 6 weeks have transitioned to spirit, and not just people, animals too.
Yeah, we had a really close friend who passed suddenly this past week.
The energy is very difficult. So, Amala, you know that the more love that is poured onto this planet, the more it raises our vibration, but it also stirs that emotional pot and puts all of the stuff that we're being asked by ourselves on some level to take a look at. It's like it's in our face. And there is this sense of urgency with so many people that I have to get it. I just have to get this, you know? And so when we're in an energy like that, it's very hard to keep a ground, and it's very hard for some people to manifest. And other people, if they don't have anything on the table in that moment, manifesting is effortless. The energy is peaceful. It's like it just depends on where you are on that roller coaster ride. Are you on the upflow, you know, or are you plummeting down and going into the depths, you know?
I'm doing both.
I hear you. I hear you. This is what I'm going to invite you to do.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. This is what I'm going to invite you to do. There's nothing, first, I want to be really clear. There's nothing wrong with you that people are coming into your life and you're connecting and then the relationships are not going anywhere.
Yes.
90% of that is that these people don't serve your highest good to be connected with. The rest of it is that they're people that just can't hold a ground. They can't they can't anchor into anything, and you're just one of the anythings. It's not really about you. It's just about the energy. So don't take it personally if you can. In terms of your soul tribe, you know, the truth is that anyone you meet or you connect with is your soul tribe.
Yes.
Whether they are a vibratory match for you is another story.
That's
another story. Okay. So I would invite you to set that as your intention, that I welcome into my life the people in my soul tribe that are my vibrational match, that I can have mutual heart-opening relationships with.
Okay. Yeah.
And just hold that in your heart and trust and know that the perfect people will show up.
Yes.
Because it is an interesting time. And be kind to yourself as you go through this as much as you can. Okay?
Yeah, it's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's about faith, and it's just, I know it's growth spurt. That's all I could describe it as, you know? It's growing pains, so to speak.
Yep, and it is, yeah. And that is not an inappropriate word to describe
it.
It really isn't, because we're all going through it. As we're exposed to more and more of the vibration of love, and we're being asked to drop density and expand this matrix of light that is us with more light, with more love, really more the conscious connection to it rather than it being something coming in from outside of us. It sometimes feels exactly like that, like it's growing pains. It's painful sometimes, literally, you know, viscerally painful. So I hear you. I empathize with you. And I invite you to know that the safest, most powerful place that you can go as you're moving through these types of times is in your heart with you first.
Absolutely.
It will always stabilize you.
Okay.
All right, sweet one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your night, sweetie, okay?
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria. Do we have any other callers tonight?
We have one more, Eileen, if you're up for one more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we have Karen from Illinois.
Oh,
Karen, welcome
hello.
To the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm wondering if
you're
you
welcome,
see,
honey. How can we be of service?
I'm just wondering if you see any extra money coming my way.
Okay. Kind of breathe into your heart for me, Karen. Just asking if financial abundance is coming to Karen. Indeed, it is. And I want to say that it's actually in constant flow. Whether you're recognizing it or not, it is in constant flow. It's just not the amount that you want. And what I'm really sensing is that as you focus on manifesting a consistent flow of financial abundance, and as we say in our community, make sure your vessel is big enough that it can hold it. So have an expectation that whatever the amount is that your heart's desire is, that it is more than that and more than what your heart's desire is, and that you are consistently depositing it into your account. My sense of it is that whatever's going on is going to shift, I want to say, sometime within the next 4 weeks, where there is more consistent flow of money coming in. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I have my I'm starting a new job tomorrow, and they pay every 2 weeks. So that'll be about right. And then I have my income tax in about 3 weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that does feel like that may be what I'm picking up on. So, but what you want to do is you want to also set that intention for consistent flow so that you're always manifesting and attracting more and more money for you and to you.
Okay. I will work on that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Karen, do you know the YouTube video, 68 Seconds of Pure Thought?
No, I never heard of that one.
It's a wonderful video. It's It's part of, I'm pretty sure it's part of the Abraham teachings. If you go to YouTube and you type in the search window, the number 68 seconds of pure thought, there'll be a YouTube video that will come up. The image that I usually see in the front of it is a woman with dark hair and sunglasses on. And basically what it is it's an explanation of the mathematical formula for visualizing that which is your heart's desire as if it is already here. So for every 17 seconds that you're able to hold pure thought, it's the equivalent of, I think it's 2,000 work hours. And when you do 68 seconds, I think it's equivalent to either 20,000 or 200,000. Daria will remember that. She's really good at remembering that. But it's a huge mathematical leap exponentially with each additional 17 seconds. So it's a practice that's worth tapping into. You just need to get really clear about what it is that you are choosing to manifest and be in the visualization of it and the joyful feeling of gratitude that it already exists.
Okay. Okay.
So
thank you very much. I'm going to look it up now.
Pardon me?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay. Enjoy it. All right.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Karen. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. All right, blessings. All right, Miss Daria. So remind me the mathematics of the 68 seconds.
Actually, I think you were correct, Eileen.
Ah, no kidding.
You were.
I'm so glad. I like it when I'm correct every once in a while. All right. All right.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you want to share with our listeners tonight, Daria?
Well, if anybody listening is interested in writing a book or has a manuscript and they're not sure where to take it, I just want to invite people to maybe go to my website if they'd like, because I do a free little coaching session. It's complimentary, no obligation, and you can find me at dariadigiovanni.com. So I'll spell that, dariadigiovanni.com. And, check it out, and please, contact me. We mentioned this before we went on the air, Eileen, but I've been chatting with a lot of different people who, they may not be ready right now, but I'm more than happy to just kind of, talk to people about the process and what's involved and, and it helps them to understand, the whole process so that they can make, when the time is right, they can make that decision and then they know what to expect. So that's why I do that. And I'm more than happy to do that, even if you're not ready right now. So check it out.
Absolutely. That's what free strategy sessions are all about. And I highly recommend any of our listeners contacting Daria because she has a wealth of knowledge about the publishing industry and so much more. She does ghostwriting. She does copyright work. I mean, there's so many areas of publishing and writing that Daria excels at. So say your website again, Daria, please.
Sure. It's dariadigiovanni.com. That's dariadigiovanni.com. And there's just like your web, I have a contact link there where you can contact me directly. And then you can kind of look at, I have my services and packages listed right there. So you can see what I offer, but feel free to please contact me at the link. And what that does is when you fill that out, it goes to my email and I'll get back to you and we'll set up a time to chat and, discuss your project. No pressure, no obligation, but I just have to say this. One of the things I love most about what I do is that I learn so much from other people. And even with the copywriting, the different campaigns that I work on, and it's just great. I love it. It keeps my mind engaged. I learn new things, a lot of useful information for me, and help the client produce a good product. So what could be better,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting with you this week about my book that I'm going to be publishing. So I'm really excited about that. So I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. And I love so much doing this with you and sharing this time with you. And thank you for taking the time to be here with us tonight and sharing.
You're welcome. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And I'll see everybody back here next week, next Sunday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Daria. All right.
Thank you.
So just a quick recap. New moon clearing call tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern time. If you've not registered for that yet, you really want to go to Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/events and register. All you have to do is register once and you will get reminder emails. And with the registration, you will get the call-in information for tomorrow. If what we talked about tonight resonates with you and you would like to schedule a free strategy session with me, go to eileentheheartheeler.com/contact. There are two links there, one for a free strategy session and one if you just want to be in touch and ask a question and just do it by email. And if you love essential oil education, we're going to talk about essential oils that awaken the heart this Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. That's Facebook Live Tuesday on my Facebook group, Sharing the Love with Young Living Essential Oils. Just find that group on Facebook and ask to join, and I will bring you into the group. It's a really lovely group of people, and as with most groups, we go in spurts of people participating, but there's a lot of wonderful information there and a couple of Facebook Lives talking about essential oils for creating a toxin-free home environment, as well as essential oils that support strengthening the immune system. And I will tell you, with the immune system, if you approach things holistically, this flu and cold season, people are dropping like flies, I'll tell you. It's a nasty, nasty, virulent strain of viruses out there and bacteria. So do whatever you feel resonates with you to really foster a strong immune system, really, because it will support you. Because we're always exposed to viruses and bacteria and all that kind of stuff. And why is it that we get sick sometimes and we don't at others? Because they're always in our environment. The key is always our immune system. So if we're excessively stressed, then what's going to happen is it stresses and depresses our immune system, which is a vital part of how we stay healthy. So I invite you to consider adding essential oils to your healthcare regimen. If you have any questions about that, schedule that free strategy session with me. I'm always happy to share. So let's take a moment before we complete our time together. I want to thank everyone that called in and shared their evening and a little bit of themselves with Daria and I this evening. And I'm so grateful that Daria was with us. We so appreciate her loving presence. And so let's take a moment and just breathe into and out of our heart centers, shall we? Connecting in with that divine presence of love that lives within our hearts all the time. It really isn't something outside of us. It is us, and we carry it with us, connected to every cell in our bodies all the time. It's really all about consciously connecting to that beautiful light of love, that frequency of love. And as you breathe into and out of your heart center, imagine the light of love that you are expands in brilliance just because you have taken a moment to connect with it. And as you do, imagine, because you've chosen to connect consciously with your heart of love, with that frequency or energy of love, that it begins to flow from you in all directions. And it fills the space you're in. It'll go unimpeded and fill your community, touching everyone and everything in its path as a gift. a gift of love. And as you breathe in and out of your heart, it expands and fills your state or province. And then it expands to fill your country and your continent. And as you have this beautiful conscious breath into and out of your heart center, it expands even further to fill the entire planet. It flows deep within the heart of Mother Earth, a gift to her and all who dwell within, upon, and above her. And that light expands beyond her atmosphere, out into the universe in all directions, into infinity, a gift to all. And what we know is what we send out always comes back to us multiplied. So imagine all of that beautiful love that you just gifted flows right back to you and fills your heart as you breathe it in. And it surrounds you like a beautiful cocoon of love. So that beautiful gift that you gave to others comes back to you. And just breathe it in. And know that you are never without love. It's right there inside. I'm Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. We'll see you next Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time here on Rightstream Radio. Have a blessed good night.